Walking with Shakespeare in London has got to start here, the Church of St Leonard's in Shoreditch. Not because of what it's most famous for, being mentioned in the nursery rhyme Oranges and Lemons, remember, when I grow rich, say the bells of Shoreditch, but because it's the area where Shakespeare first performed. It was in the nearby theatre called The Theatre because it was, well, the first formal theatre in London once plays had migrated from inn yards. He almost certainly also lived here, and St Leonard's would not only have been his local church, but the area was a hive of theatrical activity in what was a run-down part of town, almost a favela, just outside the dominion of the City of London, where plays were banned. Underneath the ground here are buried James Burbage, who built the theatre, and his son Richard, the great Shakespearean actor, not to mention Richard Tarleton, the Elizabethan clown, and also the father of George Wilkins, the keeper of a rowdy pub who actually co-wrote Pericles of Athens with Shakespeare. Gabriel Spencer was killed in the area in a duel with Ben Jonson, who also lived here. Within a few hundred yards of the church, Christopher Marlowe, another resident, was arrested and imprisoned after a brawl in which somebody died. We mention these names because there is so little actual documentary evidence of Shakespeare himself in Shoreditch, but here he certainly was. His plays were performed here and he acted as well. And he would have been a familiar figure in this quite small area, mainly given over to open fields, but with shanty dwellings, a church and two theatres as landmarks. Let's walk now a few hundred yards to see what's left of these theatres.